From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour in Libya. Rebel forces there have pushed beyond a battleground city and bolstered their defenses in the eastern part of the country. Yesterday, pro-Qaddafi troops tried to take over the oil port of Brega. They were pushed back by rebel forces after a day of fierce fighting. The rebels are now in full control of Brega, as well as another village a bit farther west. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was there today, and she sent us this report.
A day after driving pro-Qaddafi forces from Brega, the rebels are digging in. Rebel fighters stand behind a line of anti-tank and anti-aircraft guns on the western edge of town. They are staring down the long, straight road that disappears into the desert. This rebel force is now battle-tested, but hardly battle-ready.
Bomb. Go.
42-year-old Akram al-Abdali was one of the few men who knows how to properly load and fire an anti-tank gun. He used to operate one in the army when he was younger. It's been about 20 years, though, since he's handled the weapon. He fondly pats the barrel of the gun.
God willing, we will hold the line, and this gun will take me all the way to Qaddafi's house in Tripoli.
A pickup truck comes tearing into the fortified area. In the back are three clearly terrified sub-Saharan Africans. The crowd of armed young men bellows in rage. Mercenaries. They are mercenaries, they say. A rebel officer, a Libyan army defector, grabs a loudspeaker, telling the rebels to fall back, reminding them that unarmed men cannot be killed. Only one of the three captives speaks broken Arabic. He says they are all from Niger. They all look young, but one looks like a teenager. The Arabic-speaking alleged mercenary babbles to the men, saying, "Qaddafi fooled us. We entered Libya without documents," he says. "Someone took our documents. They gave us weapons, and someone told us to take these weapons." There are many sub-Saharan Africans who work in the oil industry here who have been mistaken for mercenaries. But the rebels say these men were found with weapons near a Qaddafi-controlled area. It's impossible to verify who they are. They were quickly whisked away to a detention facility. It only seemed to confirm the rebels' worst suspicions, though. Faraz Lashrush is part of the national rugby team and now a rebel fighter. He says Qaddafi is insane.
It's crazy, you know. He's using children, you know. You know, using people, young people, and he's bringing people from Africa to kill his own people.
Residents say at least 15 people died in the fighting yesterday. In a reception hall in Brega, with somber faces and handshakes, the townsmen greet the families of those who were killed. 18-year-old Sunni Saadi says his brother, who was buried today, is a martyr. He was shot during the battle with pro-Qaddafi forces.
He died to protect this city, to protect his family, to protect the people you can see right here.
But others who were killed had nothing to do with the battle for Brega. Among the dead is a 7-year-old child. His uncle says he was out with his two brothers tending to a flock of sheep when pro-Qaddafi forces rolled into town yesterday morning. He was shot and died instantly. His two brothers were injured and are still in the hospital. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.